On the right, a man shades his eyes to observe a figure transported by a mysterious wind. The flying figure is a Chinese immortal, whose Japanese name is Reishi. He abandoned worldly things and ties, and so he became light enough to be airborne. Follow the sequence from right to left. The artist uses very dark brushstrokes to indicate the texture of the rocks. This is characteristic of the classic high Kano style in Kyoto. In the upper left corner, you can make out how the gold leaf creates ambiguous cloud shapes that accentuate the otherworldly feeling of the painting. These panels are very unusual for several reasons. First of all, they were made for a Zen temple. Usually, rooms intended to enhance meditation were decorated with quiet, monochrome, brush and ink works. These brilliantly colored, lively representations were more suitable for the reception of a temple or home of an important samurai. These screens originally acted as room dividers. The metal flower-shaped pieces you see at the edges of the panels were used to move the screens. Now the paintings require special supports to be exhibited. This is only the third time that they have been shown since the Met acquired them in 1989.